Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Madi Bolaños in San Francisco. A group of specially trained Los Angeles County firefighters are headed to Turkey to assist in search and rescue efforts after a massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake devastated the region. More than 5,000 people have died in the quake so far. Anthony Maroney is interim fire chief with the LA County Fire Department.
So these men and women and these dogs of the LA County Fire Department are really going to go place themselves in harm's way to save lives, to dig people out, and to help with the recovery. So it's going to be a very dangerous mission. They're prepared. They're trained.
The team from LA County is one of two in the nation that's qualified for this type of international response. California's governor is calling for a federal probe into the record-high natural gas prices that have doubled and even tripled some customer bills. KPBS reporter Eric Anderson has more from San Diego.
Gavin Newsom is asking the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to investigate recent price spikes that inflated consumer utility bills this winter. He wants the federal agency to look for market manipulation and other anti-competitive behavior. San Diego Gas and Electric's Anthony Wagner says local officials began warning their customers about higher bills last November, just as most natural gas consumption to heat homes climbs.
Most of our customers were angry and frustrated with the volatility and the historical high from the commodity.
The California Public Utilities Commission last week approved moving an April climate credit for natural gas and a summer electricity credit to ease pain. That money comes from industries that buy pollution permits. Regulators are already set to hold a special meeting today to look into the high prices. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
Half Moon Bay farm workers and other vulnerable immigrants who speak up about workplace abuses could get some protection under a new Biden administration policy that would shield undocumented immigrants from deportation if they cooperate with labor investigations. KQED's immigration editor Taiki Hendricks reports.
When Governor Gavin Newsom visited Half Moon Bay right after the mass shooting that killed seven workers on two mushroom farms, he was there to offer solace and to speak out against gun violence. But he also wound up shining a spotlight on the living and working conditions of the victims.
Some of you should see where these folks are living. The conditions they're in. Living in shipping containers. Living in shipping containers. Folks getting $9 an hour.
That's far below the California minimum wage of $15.50. Within hours, the state launched an investigation. But speaking up about mistreatment can be risky for farm workers. Most are here illegally, according to the U.S. Department of Labor.
Farm workers specifically are just in a very vulnerable situation.
That's Patricia Ortiz, who runs immigration legal services at the nonprofit California Rural Legal Assistance. She says farm workers can be isolated from information they need.
So in terms of like their rights and what recourses they have to be able to enforce those rights.
Now she has a new tool that might encourage undocumented workers to speak up for their rights. Last month, the federal government announced a 2-year protection from deportation plus a work permit on a case-by-case basis to unauthorized immigrants who help in labor investigations. It's called deferred action. And advocates are spreading the word. This week, the California Labor Federation is doing a training in LA, and Bay Area lawyers are holding a video call about the new program. One of those lawyers, Sergio Benavides, says the Biden approach to labor protections for immigrants is long overdue.
To me, this memo represents a real 180 from the Trump era. The Biden administration is saying, hey, workers, we want to help you. We want to protect you. Please come out of the woodwork. It's okay.
But Benavides cautions immigrant workers should consult an attorney before they apply. The new program is not a path to a green card or citizenship, and he says there are visas that can help some crime victims get permanent legal status.
But sometimes people come to us and they're like desperate, like anything. Is there anything at all available where I can get a real work permit? And so I would definitely share this as a potential opportunity.
Meanwhile, Newsom administration officials say they're working to be sure community leaders around Half Moon Bay know about the new immigration relief that could help some workers there. For the California Report, I'm Tyke Hendricks.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mindshift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
Besides its canals, the city of Amsterdam is known for its pot cafes, where you can eat and hang out with friends while using marijuana. California law prevents that kind of establishment, but as KQED politics editor Scott Schaefer explains, there's a move to change that.
The ballot measure that legalized recreational use of marijuana in 2016 came with tight restrictions on how and where cannabis products could be purchased. The state now has more than 700 licensed dispensaries, but all they can sell is cannabis.
Our current state laws around legal cannabis are outdated, misguided, and I think they're now holding the industry back in a way that's harmful.
That's San Francisco Assemblyman Matt Haney. He says tight regulation and high taxes are making it tough for legal cannabis businesses to survive. So he's introduced a bill to allow the creation of Amsterdam-style cannabis cafes.
Many people want to consume cannabis legally while socializing with others. And many want to do it while drinking coffee, eating a muffin, or listening to music. All of that is illegal currently under state law.
If Haney's bill passes and is signed into law, it would merely give cities and counties the right to let cannabis businesses sell food, non-alcoholic beverages, and tickets for entertainment. In San Francisco today, Supervisor Raphael Mandelman is introducing such an ordinance.
Moves that can make the legal cannabis industry more successful and more attractive are to the good, I think, and I think this could be part of it.
Mandelman thinks it could also help bring more visitors to the city. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, February 7th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm your host, Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Guideline. Their automated 401k plans can be set up in 20 minutes. More at guideline.com/CA. Guideline, the California way to 401k. Stanford Healthcare, alerting listeners to the critical blood shortage in the area. Now's the time to donate blood and make a difference. StanfordBloodCenter.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Futures, which bets early on exceptional people making the world better, on the web at schmidtfutures.com.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.